All right, this morning we're talking about all the creatures that God has made. What's your favorite animal?
Cheetah and lion.
Cheetah and lion. Theo, do you like a dog? Do you like a puppy dog? What about you?
Horses.
Horses. I should have guessed that.
A tiger. Tiger.
Tiger, okay.
Dogs.
Dogs.
Cats.
Cats.
Kittens.
Kittens, oh yes. Who can resist a kitten? Lion cubs, yes, we love the baby animals, don't we? They're so cute. And this is a beautiful butterfly. God, when God made the world, looked out and said, it is very good. And God told Adam and Eve, it's your responsibility to take care of the earth. And I wanted to talk about this morning, I love to drink water. And it's so easy to grab and go a little bottle of water. But what's this bottle made of?
Plastic.
Plastic. And plastic does not biodegrade. In other words, if I put this in the garbage and it sits on the earth for hundreds of years, it's still going to be plastic. It's not going to, like if I had paper trash or things like that, it eventually disintegrates and becomes the earth again. It goes back, it biodegrades, it becomes part of the earth. But the plastic doesn't break down because it's a man-made, humankind made this artificial synthetic plastic, and it doesn't, it's not a natural thing to where it becomes dirt again. So, therefore, what can we do so that this doesn't hurt the earth? Somebody else, Jonathan, what can we do?
Recycle it.
Recycle. And that means they melt it down and they make something else plastic out of it. And then when that is finished and you want to throw it away, you can recycle that. They melt it down and they make something else. So,
It's a cycle.
It's a cycle, a reusable.
Yes. You never want a litter.
We never want to litter. That's right. It's very important that we try to... That's right. Theo is telling us something, too. It's important that we take care of the earth and do our best to recycle the things that we can recycle so that we're not wasteful. Because, unfortunately, a lot of our garbage is ending up in the ocean. And when it ends up in the ocean, it hurts lots of sea creatures. That's right. So we want to prevent that. Yes?
There's a type of maggot that eats plastic in styrofoam.
Oh, you are my scientist. This is our scientist. There is, for your information, a type of maggot that eats plastic. I did not know that. Corey, do you know what maggot? I don't know.
I learned it at school.
He learned it at school, but you are so smart. So I am corrected. There is a way... But I don't know if there are enough maggots in the world to eat as much plastic as we throw away. But I'm glad to know that. And Corey, I think, is going to be one of the scientists of the future to help us take better care of our planet. Because you're so smart in science, Corey. You're very smart. Let us pray and thank God for the creation and that we can take better care of the earth. God, thank you for these boys and girls, that they're learning about the earth, how to take better care of it. We thank you for the tigers and cheetahs and horses and cats and kittens and dogs and all the animals, Lord, that you have made that we enjoy and admire. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.